from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Some of the state's big school districts are grumbling in their cereal bowls today after failing to make the cut for federal Race to the Top dollars. Of the 61 finalists vying for a piece of $400 million on the table, the four California finalists are Galt Elementary, south of Sacramento, Lindsay Unified, east of Tulare, New Haven Unified in the San Francisco Bay Area, and Animo Charter Schools in L.A. UC Regents approved salaries yesterday for two campus chancellors. There wasn't much fuss over the $245,000 salary and housing package for Jane Close Connolly, who will serve as UC Riverside's acting chancellor until a permanent one is hired. Then again, she won't be paid as much as her predecessor, Tim White, who's leaving Riverside to lead the Cal State system. But there were plenty of political fireworks over the pay package for UC Berkeley's new chancellor, Nicholas Dirks. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis has the story.
Peering over his trademark spectacles and sporting a golden navy blue tie, Nicholas Dirks greeted the UC Board of Regents with a broad smile. The regents, in turn, gave a standing ovation. Dirks, an anthropologist and historian, has been executive vice president and dean of the Faculty for Arts and Sciences at Columbia, but he's always had a special connection to UC. His father was a vice chancellor and dean at UC Santa Cruz in the 1970s. Dirks says being Cal's new leader fulfills a dream.
This university is special, and not only did I not say no, or could I not say no, I immediately said yes.
But someone who could say no was Governor Jerry Brown. He attended the meeting in his role as president of the Board of Regents, and he voted against Dirks' $487,000 compensation package. He says UC needs to start living within its means.
We're going to have to restrain this system in many, many of its elements, and this will come with great resistance.
Even so, Dirks' pay package was approved by a vote of 11-3. Timothy White, the new chancellor of the California State University system, recently volunteered to take a pay cut due to the state's fiscal problems. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
Like much of the rest of the country, California faces a family doctor shortage. Some expect it could get worse as healthcare reform kicks into gear in the next couple of years, despite efforts to turn the situation around. Susan Vallett reports.
Dozens of medical students mill around booths set up by residency programs in an L.A. hotel meeting room. They pick up literature and stop to ask questions.
So would you classify it as like more community-focused or more academic?
This California Family Medicine Residency Fair, put on by the California Academy of Family Physicians, aims to bring more general practice doctors into the fold. Dr. Jeff Luther runs the Family Medicine Residency Program at Long Beach Memorial Medical Center.
There are benefits to living in California, clearly. That's why so many people do it. And a lot of people want to come to California for training. It can be harder to attract people to practice in especially the more developed parts of California because it's expensive to live there. And if you're coming out of medical school with $200,000 in debt off the ground and then thinking about trying to buy a home and raise a family, that part of it can be a little more difficult.
Primary care physicians themselves say their field gets a bad rap, with the family doc often discounted as the jack of all trades, but the master of none. A study 3 years ago by the California Healthcare Foundation found that only 16 of California's 58 counties had enough primary care physicians, based on standards by the American Medical Association. Areas like San Bernardino and Riverside counties and the San Joaquin Valley fared the worst. UC Riverside next year plans to open California's first new medical school in four decades. But after that schooling, Dr. Luther says residency slots are key to keeping doctors in the state's underserved areas.
People often go to train in an area where they hope to settle eventually or where they have some ties to begin with. And when you're finishing training, it's very comfortable to stay where you trained. You know the community, you know the environment, you know the physicians in the area. And to pick up and leave where you trained and go to a new community, it's a little scarier.
Callie Langton of the California Academy of Family Physicians says the state government limits the number of family medicine residency slots, which also contributes to the shortage of family docs.
So we have a situation now where in a lot of areas, whether there are a lot of family docs or there aren't a lot of family docs, a lot of them aren't accepting new patients. So if you're a new patient and you're moving into the area, or maybe you haven't seen a doctor in as long as you would have liked, It's really hard to find somebody, and that shortage is only expected to get worse as more and more people become insured under health care reform.
Tucked away in a corner of the residency fair, Dr. Robert Allen is trying to attract med students to a brand new family medicine residency program in Visalia in the Central Valley. He's in charge of it at Kauai Delta Healthcare District Hospital.
We currently have an estimate of between 30 to 50% underserved in the area of primary care. If you look at the number of docs that are going to retire, we could probably place the next 10 years of graduates of our program. We think we probably got positions over that for about, 50 to 60 doctors in the area.
Dr. Raul Ayala chose to do his residency at UCSF Fresno. Ayala this year created a networking program to help doctors share resources in his underserved area. Ayala says President Obama's health care plan is another step in the right direction, but it won't work without enough primary care physicians.
We're moving in the right direction, but I feel that, you have a great scheme, you have a great blueprint, but you also forget about, do we have enough wood? Do we have enough nails? Do we have enough sheetrock? Yeah, it's a great monument. But if you don't have the raw material, then I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to build something with a great foundation.
Some state lawmakers want to strengthen that foundation by expanding the roles of lower-level healthcare providers, like pharmacists and nurses. Democratic State Senator Ed Hernandez of L.A.'s San Gabriel Valley also wants to reintroduce a bill that died during the last legislative session to increase the number of California's residency slots. For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, November 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as balancing network traffic for improved performance. Barracuda.com.